And now, back to brainstorming with Billy.
A perfectly good brain wasted.
Now, here's your host, Billy the Brain.
Today is Exploding Myths. All four of my guests expose or explode a myth we currently want to believe. My first guest is the leading authority on China and the Chinese economy. She told us about the burgeoning Chinese middle class and exploded some commonly held myths about modern China. My second guest is the junior U.S. Senator from Massachusetts. He opened himself up to discuss his early childhood and how it formed who he is today from his memoir, Against All Odds. My third guest was the former U.S. Senator from Tennessee. He's also an actor and a radio show host. We discussed his memoir, Teaching the Pig to Dance. My next guest is a conjurer, an author, a lecturer, and much, much more. He'll turn his skills towards exposing frauds and myths commonly perpetuated against us. And as always, if you want to join in the conversation, you can call us at 639-0008. James Randi has an international reputation as a conjurer, or magician, although he prefers to be called a conjurer and an escaped artist. But today, he's best known as the world's most tireless investigator and demystifier of paranormal and pseudoscientific claims. Randi has pursued psychic spoonbenders, exposed the dirty tricks of faith healers, investigated useless homeopathic products, and generally been a thorn in the sides of those who try to pull the wool over the public's eyes. He's the founder of the James Randi Educational Foundation, which is a nonprofit that works to promote critical thinking in the public interest. James, welcome to the show today. How are you?
It's good to be here, and I'm doing fine.
Oh, I'm happy to hear that, and so glad to have you as a guest. Now, listen to this praise. Just going to start off with a quote from Isaac Asimov, who once said of you, "Perhaps nobody in the world understands both the virtues and the failings of paranormal as well as Randi does. His qualifications as a rational human being are unparalleled." Now, most people may know you as the amazing Randi, a conjurer, an escape artist, and it's kind of a magician's job to fool the audience. So tell me, why did you make it your life's work to help people see through the trickery?
Well, by the time I reached 60, and that was quite some years ago, I'm 82 now, you can do the subtraction, I decided that it was time to retire from struggling out of straitjackets and breaking out of jails and things like that. And I wanted to concentrate more on using my special expertise, which is being able to see through the various subterfuges that the so-called psychics and healers and such use to fool the public. And that's how I got into this particular angle.
All right. Now, you know, it's all good fun. I mean, you made your living for a while just wanting to not fool people necessarily, but, you know, delude them a little bit with your trickery. So isn't this all just a matter of real good fun? And why should we be concerned about it?
Well, because it takes people's lives and it takes their money. And we don't do that when we magicians are entertainers. We are actors playing the part of magicians. We are more correctly known as conjurers. That's the term that I prefer because it specifically says that a conjurer is a person who approximates the effect of a true magician. I'm not a true magician. I do tricks, and so do the other magicians that I'm acquainted with all over the world. And that's entertainment, and that's honest. You go out on stage, and you say, "I'm going to fool you," and you fool the people, and they're entertained by it. It's entertainment. But when the charlatans out there do this sort of thing and claim that they have genuine psychic magical powers, they are taking money under false pretenses, and they're crippling people. In many cases, they're causing people so much trouble and grief and sorrow.
All right, that makes sense. So you have, in your career, exposed lots of people who've cheated the public out of millions of dollars. So what are some of the biggest things that people need to watch out for these days that we might not even be aware of?
Well, currently, for example, one of the greatest medical frauds out there is homeopathy. Homeopathy claims to be an ancient science that originated 200 years ago in Switzerland, so it must be good. You know, they yodel and things like that, and they're good at that. They're not much good at coming up with scientific theories, though, it seems. Homeopathy promises to be a medicine. It says that it will cure you of various ailments and relieve symptoms of other things. But it's a total fraud, a fake. It does not work. And people will be bridling now when they hear me say, "Oh, no, I took the pills and I got better." No, you didn't. You felt better for the moment because you'd spent a lot of money. They cost about 70% more than medicines that actually work.
Wow.
For that same purpose. And they're not regulated by the FDA at all because they were grandfathered in. In other words, the FDA can't touch them. They can make any claims they want. That's a loophole in the law that they've taken full advantage of. Now, we've tested homeopathy all over the world, and we've offered our $1 million prize here at the James Randi Educational Foundation to any homeopath who will take us up on the challenge. Now, the British homeopath did take us up on it some years ago, and the BBC broadcast the program, and the Royal Society, as a matter of fact, lent their expertise to it, and they devised a test of homeopathy. We just wanted to know if the homeopaths themselves could tell the difference between homeopathic water, which doesn't have any contents at all. The original contents are diluted literally billions of times to one, so there's not a trace of the original substance, and plain water right out of the tap. They could not tell the difference. They failed the test completely, and yet they still say, oh, well, there is something wrong with the test. It's never anything wrong with their theory. It's always something wrong with the test. So homeopathy does not work, and you can get a $1 million prize from the James Randi Educational Foundation if you can show that it does.
All right. Well, that's a very generous prize that you're offering. But I want to turn back maybe to the economics of that just a little bit more, if I can, Mr. Randi, and talk about the pharmacy chains that sell these homeopathic treatments. Why, then, are they even selling these treatments, and what can be done about it?
Well, I contacted the people from Walgreens, a local pharmacy right here in Florida, as a matter of fact. That's a pharmacy chain. And the PR man told me, frankly, he said, people want to buy them, so we sell them. And I said to him, do you sell heroin too? Oh, no, that's illegal. But it's not illegal to sell you something that doesn't work. It's illegal to sell proscribed substances, not prescribed, but proscribed substances like narcotics, for example, without a license or without proper medical administration, which I thoroughly agree with, of course. But to sell something that doesn't work at all doesn't seem to be against the law. It's a fraud, it's a swindle, and it can lead people to illness, further illness, and grief, sorrow, all of those things, simply because they depend on homeopathic medicines, which do not work.
All right. Well, I love the way that you dispel this. So let's talk about what you've exposed as the four rules of homeopathy, that you say that all homeopathic medicines are sort of based on these four premises. Do you mind going through that with my audience, please?
Well, the first thing is that you don't give them the original substance. For example, suppose the person has a fever. Now, we know one thing that will approximate the effect of the fever is something like cayenne pepper, right?
Right.
That would certainly give you the sensation of having a fever. So what they do is they will take a substance like cayenne pepper, and they will dilute. They don't give you the original now. They give you a diluted substance. And that means, as I said previously, billions of parts of water to one part of cayenne pepper. So diluted that it's beyond Avogadro's limit, and I won't get into the technicalities of that, but it means there's not one molecule of the original substance present at all. And you could fill a sphere. I won't get into all the details of it, but it's pretty dramatic when you get into it to see just how dilute it is. There's not a molecule or an atom with the original substance left. It's nothing but a milk sugar pill, and yet people will take these things, and they will think that they get better. Now, what they're suffering from is the placebo effect. The placebo effect is very obvious and very powerful with some people. It makes them feel better, A, because they spent a lot of money on the cure, B, because it's got a big, colorful box with all kinds of claims on it and everything, and the druggist sold it to them, sold it to them and said, oh, yes, this is, I've heard very good things about this, so they have confidence. The placebo effect will make you feel better temporarily until the elation dies away, of course, but it doesn't make you any better. So the question is, do you want to be better, or do you just want to feel better temporarily?
All right, we're talking to James Randi, everybody, conjurer, exposer of frauds, and also the head of the James Randi Educational Foundation. Now, James, you have this foundation. What is the foundation? Why did you start it?
Well, I started up when I reached the age of 60. I decided to retire from the escape artist business and to take out on the field of lecturing, and I've been doing that very successfully all over the world ever since. The reason that we started the James Randi Educational Foundation is so that we would have a basis from which to work. We have an office and a staff, and we serve as an information exchange for scientists, for students and scholars, for merely curious people if they want, and for researchers of all kinds, and particularly authors, writers, media people in general, when they want to know the truth about these so-called alternative cures, and the various psychics out there can help you find lost persons and with dowsing sticks find water underground, all of these very strange paranormal claims. So we serve as an information exchange for that. I've written 9 books now. I'm working on my 10th, which will be called A Magician in the Laboratory.
Oh, what a great title for the book. All right. So in what ways does the James Randi Educational Foundation actually help the public to defend themselves from the frauds and those kinds of things?
Well, for one thing, we have a website. Funny you should ask. We have a website. It's, look it up under Randi, RANDI.org. You'll find it in there. And we have a site called Swift. We named that after Jonathan Swift, the famous Englishman, of course, because he was a skeptic just the same way all of us are, I hope. And if you read Swift, it's out on the webpage there. You'll find it. You'll find all kinds of updates just about every day. We have a new article or new news going up on it in order to keep people informed about the latest scams that are being perpetrated on them.
Okay. Well, in addition to having the educational information up there, you also have a standing challenge of $1 million to psychics of the world to prove that they are real. So my question is, you know, you've got all these psychics out there professing to have the ability to talk to the dead and those kinds of things. How many actual psychics have taken you up on the prize to win the $1 million, and how many have actually won it?
It's about 230-something at the present moment, I believe. Now, those are people who send in applications. That doesn't mean that they finish the applications. They usually drop off after the first couple of days of discussing the thing. We never hear from them again. They even change their phone numbers and their website so that we can't reach them. We get applications from all over the world. There are 2 stages to it, the preliminary stage and the formal stage, which would mean, if they win it, that they get the $1 million. In negotiable bonds. There's no question about that. It's a fact, and they're in security at this very moment. In fact, it's $1.4 million at the moment.
It is.
Now, these people have got to apply. That's the first thing they have to do. All they have to do is fill out the application. It's on our website. Go to our webpage there, look up $1 million Challenge, download it, fill it up, send it in, and all you have to do is 2 paragraphs saying what you can do of a supernatural, occult, or paranormal nature. Now, most people can't get beyond that stage. They can't seem to say what they can actually do. And in that case, they drop off the top of the wagon right away, and we go on to other people. So it's very easy to win the $1 million if you can actually do what you say you can do, and it's paranormal, occult, or supernatural.
All right, we're talking to James Randi, conjurer, exposer of frauds. And Randi, we've got John Edwards is going to be on the show later in March. So tell my listeners if John Edwards has ever taken you up on your offer, if you laid the challenge out to him.
You mean John Edward?
Yeah, John Edward. Did I say Edwards? I'm sorry, John Edward.
Yes, it
singular.
Sounds like it to me anyway.
Yeah.
No, as a matter of fact, we got a note from his press man when we actually sent him a formal copy of it and asked if he was interested. And the letter read, date at the top, "Dear sir, Mr. Edward does not respond to criticism. Yours truly," and signed it. that's a great way to get off the hook, don't you think?
Well, it's one way to do it, that's for
I'm
sure.
I'm telling my tax man now, no, tell the government that I don't respond to criticism.
Well, now you have had other psychics and people who do cold readings take you up on it. I remember one case with Sylvia Brown. Do you mind telling our listeners about that?
Well, Sylvia Brown, I did a lot of Larry King shows way back when, and so did Sylvia. And I appeared on one show with her, and Larry was determined to get her to take the $1 million challenge. So he asked her in so many words, "You know the terms of the $1 million challenge. Will you take the challenge?" She said, "Oh, yes." No, when she said, "Oh, yes." She does have a rather deep voice, you know. It may be the chain smoking. I'm not sure, but I'm not a medical person, so how do I know? And she said, yes, that she would take the challenge. Now, that was 8 years ago. We were waiting to hear from Sylvia. The last response she had when she was asked by a reporter, "She doesn't know how to reach me." There are 1.2 million references to the James Randi Educational Foundation on Google alone, and most of them have a contact point for us. I sent her a registered letter with all kinds of information, all of my known relatives, their names, addresses, phone numbers, email addresses, the whole business. We still haven't heard from Sylvia. Sylvia, you out there? You talk to dead people. You don't talk to me?
That's an amazing story. We're talking to James Randi, everybody, a conjurer, exposer of frauds, and also the head of the James Randi Educational Foundation. Randi, if people are interested in learning more about you, where should they go on the internet to find more?
Well, if you go to www.randi.org, you'll find our site in there, and it's full of all kinds of interesting buttons that you can press on and find out wonderful information. And you can even put in, there's a search engine there, you can put in any subject you're interested in that's ever been published on our website, which we call SWIFT, as I told you before. And you can usually get references there to the subject, and you can write to us. My email address is there, and I respond to all email inquiries.
Oh, that's Randy, RANDI.org. Thank you, James Randi. It has been a real delight speaking with you. We'll talk to you down the road.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
If you know anybody with a paranormal claim, send them to us.
I will do that. Thanks so much. We've been talking to James Randi.